live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday, December 11th edition of Q&A. Today's guest on the show, we're going to talk to our old friends, Debbie and Don Stewart. Been a little while since they've been in the studio. It's time for their annual last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar that offers brand-new hometown homemade gifts and treats you will not find anywhere else. And you'll support a bunch of good local causes as you complete your Christmas shopping and your goodies list. Then after the news and weather break with Link, we'll hear my conversation just a few months ago with Kevin Gray and Sam Seward from ERAU. It's about their amazing Hyperloop competition, which is in the news again right now because Elon Musk tried to push through a super high-speed mass transit system under Sepulveda Boulevard in Los Angeles. Quite similar, as it turns out, to what Ken and Sam won their national scholastic competition to create. Of course, ERAU increasingly makes national headlines with their students winning engineering and aerospace competitions. That is truly a national treasure, and it's right here in Prescott. Hey, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley tonight at 7 o'clock. It's only $5 on the big screen. Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, and Daniel Stern in Home Alone. Now, in case you weren't able to catch a Christmas story on the big screen last week at the Elks or the first weekend of live stage presentations at the PCA main stage escaped you, they do have a special performance tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and a Saturday matinee added to this week's PCA stage schedule of A Christmas Story. Go to pca-az.net for the schedule and ticket availability. And tomorrow night at the Prescott Elks Theater, it's their Wednesday night movie classic, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which will also be at the Harkins next week. So you don't really have an excuse to miss it if you want to see it. Finally, of course, in the Christmas spirit, don't miss A Christmas Carol, the musical, staging this weekend at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center with Phil Dixon performing Ebenezer Scrooge. He was my guest here last Monday. So stick around. We've got Debbie and Don Stewart just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Prescott Center for the Arts is presenting one of the best Christmas stories ever, Gene Shepherd's humorous memoir, A Christmas Story. Follow 9-year-old Ralphie Parker growing up in the 1940s Midwest in his quest to get a genuine Red Ryder BB gun under the tree for Christmas. All the fun is there, from Dad's leg lamp, the orphan Annie decoder ring, and the tongue on a coal lamp post experiment. A Christmas Story runs through December 16th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
All month, we're looking at the tools included in the Rosie on the House 30th Anniversary Custom Etched Toolkit. You can purchase the toolkit at rosieonthehouse.com under the eStore tab. Plus, we'll take your gardening and home improvement questions. Start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Oh, it's always great to have friends in the studio. That's certainly the case right now. Debbie and Don Stewart are visiting us. Now, we know Debbie, of course, primarily because of the wonderful Senior Connection and the Senior and Caregivers Expo we're always glad to talk about. We know Don, of course, from the Mustang Pony Only Cruises. He is one of the biggest Mustang fans in all of Arizona. And today, however, Debbie and Don are here to talk about something that's been around for how many years, Debbie?
27.
It's the last minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar, and I remember the first time you guys were on my show to talk about this, I could not get the full name out correctly. But I'm so used to doing it now, I finally got it down. 27 years.
It is hard to believe.
Isn't that something? My goodness. What prompted you to start this?
Well, when we first moved in the area, I had an opportunity, Debbie and I went around just to look at the community during the Christmas time during October, November, and saw all of the agencies that were having their one-day events, and at the end of the day, they hadn't sold everything. So I said, well, I can fix this. Let's put together a last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar where all these agencies can come and bring all of the things they didn't sell at their own sales and get rid of it right at the last minute. Best time to be buying.
And before anybody gets the idea that this is a flea market or garage sale, no! Correct?
It's all new. We've asked the vendors all to provide all new goods. There'll be manufactured goods as well as personally created goods. So there's a whole lot of... Pardon?
And goodies.
Oh, chocolate, my favorite.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so it gives an opportunity to buy, to see a wide range, select from a wide range of goods.
And Debbie, an awful lot of these things that are available at the last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar, one-of-a-kind items you're not going to find outside this area, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And I always tell people, shop early for the best selection, and then go out, have lunch, do your other errands, and come back later in the day for the best bargains, because these organizations don't want to have to take anything home with them.
Sure.
So they start slashing those prices.
Now tell us when and where.
It will be this Saturday, December 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Prescott Activity Center, also known as the Old Armory for you old-timers like us.
That's the Gray Sparks.
Gray Sparks.
Exactly, and that's at 824 East Gurley in Prescott.
Right next to Ken Lindley Field, if you're not familiar with the area.
For sure. I understand if you want to bring the kids, when will Santa be there?
Santa will be showing up, as usual, from 12 till 2.
You know what? I got a great idea for anybody who's really wanting to get into the Christmas spirit and maybe has kids. You know, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, the Harkins Theater in Prescott Valley is going to show It's a Wonderful Life. You can walk out of that theater when the movie is over and go right to the bazaar and not only get some great bargains, but meet Santa, too.
Absolutely. And he just loves meeting with all the kids and finding out they've been naughty or nice and what their wishes are. So
I know,
one year you came, I think I still have a picture of you with Santa. So I hope you got what you wanted.
Yeah, and the poor guy got bruised thighs out of it from trying to support me, too.
Every youngster that comes to see Santa, visit Santa with an adult, will have a gift for them. They get to rummage through our really cool gift box.
Not only that, but you'll have how many vendors there, Debbie?
Well, we've got room for 54 booths plus one in the lobby. And we have sold out every single year except the very first year we put it on. We had a couple empty booths. We have been full ever since. It has become a true Prescott tradition.
The last time I was in that lobby, I picked up a couple of those restaurant and retail coupon books, which are, mm-hmm. are tremendous bargains. We've been using them all year long, so that's always a good touch, too. Now, who was the beneficiary of all of this?
Well, we couldn't put this event on by ourselves. It's just too large an event. We did the first year but died. Mm-hmm. Every year we have the benefit of working with the Yavapai County Jeep Posse in return for them supplying people power to help me get this thing organized the night before and put on and supply during the day on Saturday, as well as handling security for us. In return for doing that work, all the proceeds from the booth rentals mm-hmm. go to the Jeep Posse. Now, all of the vendors get to keep their profits in the booth, but all of the booth rental fees, all of that goes to the Jeep Posse, and we're thrilled enough to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Debbie?
Well, we've been working with them for a lot of years, and they obviously are a nonprofit themselves. They will also have a booth there.
In fact, one of my favorite items at home, I have a long-sleeve T-shirt that sports the Jeep Posse, and I love what it says on the back. Support the Yavapai County Jeep Posse. Get lost! Because that's what they do. They find you. So I really, really enjoy that. Now, over the course of 27 years, do any particular really unique items stand out as being fan favorites?
Oh, goodness. I think just the fact that there is something there for everybody. And I actually have offered for 27 years a gift guarantee. I wear my Cat in the hat, mainly because I am vertically challenged, and that way people can find me during the day if they need me. It's the red and white striped hat. Mm-hmm. And my guarantee is that you will find something for everyone on your list. And if you can't, find me. And I have never had anybody take me up on that offer because they always find something for everyone on their list. So, mm-hmm. you know, everything from calendars to candies to candles. Just there's amazing artwork that the Yavapai Gourd Society makes and everything in between. There is something, and we ask our vendors to keep their prices between about $1 and $20. Mm-hmm. There are some higher-end gifts, but I guarantee you will find something very reasonably priced, high quality, low cost.
There are a few animal support groups.
You just
that have
must
boots.
Have seen the thought bubble above my head.
I watched the smoke coming out of your
I was ears. Just going to say, if you're a pet lover, man, mm-hmm. are you going to find a gold mine here?
I'm impressed each year when I wander around, and I do wander around, mm-hmm. how a scrumptious looking, you know, doggy goodies are. And I'm halfway through buying doggy goodies before I realize that's not for me. That's for a pet. But it all looks so good.
Sure.
And that's the thing that sticks out in my mind each year.
Debbie, take me back to the very first one. Where was it staged?
It was the same place. We have been
really?
At the very same event location every year, and I do remember it was probably that first year, and then we wised up and realized how silly an idea it was, that the Heritage Park Zoo has their big shoe, their Mother Hubbard shoe, and we actually had APS transport that shoe onto the stage so that the kids could meet there, you know, with Santa Claus. And I look back at that and I'm going, were we crazy? You know, bringing that huge thing, if you've ever seen it, but, you know, that's back in the day.
It's mm-hmm. a truck and trailer
yeah.
to get it in and out. I was impressed. They did a really good job.
Oh, Lord. We're talking about the last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar with Debbie and Don Stewart. More coming up with Debbie and Don in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, the Prescott Resort, Buc-ee's, Yavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals visit the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday at 10 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA.
Santa, I want a new car and a present for my family. How can I do both?
Ho, ho, ho! Get to Finley Toyota Prescott for Toyotathon.
During the Finley Toyotathon, get the best finance offers, the best selection, the best trade-in value, and the lowest pricing of the year. In fact, we guarantee to beat any Phoenix Toyota dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year.
And I can still get presents?
Of course. It's Christmas.
Buy a new Toyota from December 1st through the 12th and select a 55-inch TV, Traeger Scout Grill, or Coach Bag.
I can get presents and a new car.
Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during Toyotathon at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Plus, buy a new Toyota from December 1st to the 12th and select from a 55-inch TV, Traeger Scout Grill, or Coach Bag.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Unapproved credit plus tax title license and $495 dock fees. Offer ends 12/31/2018. See dealer for complete program details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 218 with Debbie and Don Stewart talking about the last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar coming up this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Prescott Grace Sparks Activity Center, the old armory. Don and Debbie, one of the great things about attending this event every year, not only do you have some really, really great bargains and unique things, too, that are unique to Prescott, but it's a social event, isn't it?
Indeed it is, and we were just talking at the break that there that with so many folks in this community coming to the legacy event like this event, they over time have spent themselves as volunteers in different agencies, and here's an opportunity for them to get back and talk to some of the folks who are in the agency now, some of the old friends that used to that they used to know and used to work with. It was a, it's a great, like you say, it's old home week. It's a great place.
Yeah, Debbie.
And that's in addition to the fact that you'll be able to get gifts not only for Christmas, but for year-round gift-giving. Mm-hmm. If you've got birthdays coming up or weddings, well, maybe not weddings, who knows. But, you know,
I just told her. I told her.
An open house, whatever it happens to be, you can purchase in advance. But it's also, like Don says, it's just what I call a warm, fuzzy event. Because
indeed
it's
it
low stress, low pressure. Every purchase is a win-win because you get an item to cross off your list and you are supporting one of the agencies that does so much to help our community year-round.
And right behind, I'm sorry,
right behind
our event is, you know, the holidays. And if you, you know, if you have a party that you've been invited to and you just don't have the time to cook, here's an opportunity to buy a plate full of cookies or fudge or any number of things that'll make you look real good when you get to your party.
I remember last year I bought a whole bunch of greeting cards that were uniquely Prescottonian.
Yep.
They were very, very nice, plus a couple of calendars and some clothing items. Debbie, speaking of wonderful things for the community, 2 weeks ago I interviewed Pamela Krager, who was one of your guest speakers at your forum. What is new with the Senior Connection?
Well, the Senior Connection will be kicking off our Speakers Bureau in January, and the goal of the Senior Connection is to help seniors and family caregivers, adult children, spouses, get connected with the resources that they need in their role as a senior or caregiver. Mm-hmm. So we'll be kicking off the Speakers Bureau. You can go to my website, seniorconnection.us, and we will also have our next expo in mid-March. I'm already working on that. So mm-hmm. anybody who would like to get more information, they can go to my website, seniorconnection.us.
And, of course, we'll have you here on the week before that to talk about it.
I hope so.
Don, with the Mustang-only and Pony-only cruises, what is new with those? What's up with you?
Well, I think we've determined now that God must own a Mustang mm-hmm. because we have absolutely had no bad weather, and we've been doing this for, 6 years? It's our 12th sure. to 13th event now.
Yeah.
I'm amazed, I'm surprised, I'm delighted, and we have about 131 Mustangs each time we have this. So mm-hmm. First weekend in May, first weekend in October.
There you go. I have to ask you to bring this into current news. How did you react, being a genuine in the DNA car guy? How have you reacted to the recent news this year that both Ford and GM are cutting out so many passenger car models?
I cannot understand it. I looked at Ford's lot, for instance, locally, and you can tell that their lines are that they're consolidating so much there.
Mm-hmm.
Why it happens, it's a business decision, and it doesn't matter what you and I might think about it, but it's a business decision. Whether it's the right one, probably is, because they're keeping the Mustang. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Between the Mustang and the Fusion, they'll be just fine, you know, in the pickup trucks. But again, why they're doing it is going to maybe a brilliant move, but we won't know until the middle of next year when you and I start looking at this.
Do you think they're pretty much ceding the passenger car lines to Japanese car makers?
Maybe the U.S. manufacturers don't really understand the market yet. And it's a little expensive in testing, so let the Europeans test, let the foreign countries test whether it's going to be electric or not, and cross over and so forth.
The whole industry is definitely in flux. Tell us one more time, Debbie, when and where for the last-minute nonprofit Stocking Stuffer Bazaar.
This Saturday, December 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Prescott Activity Center, Old Armory, 824 East Gurley in Prescott.
And not only do you bring your Christmas list, but bring your birthday and anniversary and wedding list too, right?
Exactly, and bring the kids to see Santa from 12 till 2.
That would be a great idea. Don, any final words?
Oh, congratulations, dude.
Thank you very, very much. Stay tuned, because we've got news and weather with Link coming up, followed by a chat with Kevin Gray and Sam Seward, who did something absolutely amazing at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, which, of course, if you know EREU, is nothing surprising. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you a denture wearer? Do you have problems eating, speaking, or just plain tired of your existing dentures? How about a solution for you to take control, to eat, speak, and smile again with confidence? At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology and experience to get you back to enjoying life. Give us a call for a free consultation, 775-9495 in Prescott Valley, or 237-1305 in Chino Valley, or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. I'm Dr. Frosto, and I look forward to meeting you.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Northern Arizona Suns have a new player, and so do the Phoenix Suns. Suns officials have announced they have acquired Trayvon Palmer, who played two games for the Santa Cruz Warriors this season. He played for the Worcestershire Wolves in the British Basketball League last season. Palmer will get his first chance to play with Northern Arizona at 6:30 tonight against the Capital City Go-Go at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Suns have announced that guard Jawan Evans has been signed to a two-way contract. This allows Evans to play for both Phoenix and Northern Arizona. He set a new team record with 8 steals against the Stockton Kings Saturday night. Evans also scored 20 points in the 90-84 loss. This is their first call-up of a Northern Arizona Suns player this season and the 9th in team history. Forward George King is also on a two-way contract. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors will be under new leadership in 2019.
During its meeting last week, the board voted to make Vice Chairman Randy Garrison chairman. Garrison represents the Verde Valley area. He started serving on the board 2 years ago and has stated 2019 is going to be a great year. He looks forward to the opportunities his new position will present. Garrison takes over for current chairman Rolly Simmons on New Year's Day. Taking over as vice chair is Supervisor Craig Brown, who represents such areas as Seligman, Ash Fork, portions of Prescott and Prescott Valley, Paulden, and Chino Valley. Brown has been on the board since 2013. The chairman of the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors approves meeting agenda items and signs all documents approved by the board. In his absence, the vice chair takes over those responsibilities. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight and sunny this week, but expect an overnight low of 31 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 55 tomorrow and a high of 51 on Thursday. 34 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 62 and a high on Thursday of 60. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Boston Bruins, Tuesday night live at 5 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment, like the rowing machine? I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. We have with us Sam Seward and Kevin Gray from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. They made big news recently because their team of EREU students, and Sam is the faculty advisor, they engaged in what was called a Hyperloop competition. Sam, you're the faculty advisor. Explain to us what that was all about.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm honored to be their advisor, and the team has been incredibly well self-managed and very disciplined and worked hard. So honestly, I haven't had to do a whole lot. And I've enjoyed participating. I went to competition day with the team. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
I understand that ASU also had a role in this.
Yes. So the group is called the AZ Loop. And Embry-Riddle and ASU have been working together, have worked that very well. That's, I think, a difficult thing to do, to be in two geolocations and two different schools. And so I'm very impressed by that.
And Kevin, tell us why you think we need Hyperloop.
Hyperloop is a proposed fifth mode of transportation. It kind of combines a train and a plane almost. It's got the speed of an aircraft, a supersonic aircraft, actually. Ideally, the pod will travel through a vacuum tube and get to, say, from Phoenix to LA in 30 minutes.
And realistically speaking, if we were to approve that, you know, with tax dollars a little bit, roughly how many years would it be before we see that in place?
That's a great question. It's hard to say because the technology is still needing to be developed. The systems that isolate the oscillations and the vibrations felt by the passengers need to be finished and designed better. So it could be as early as 10 if the public interest is behind it, or as many as 50.
And Sam, what is SpaceX's and Boeing's role in this?
Well, SpaceX, I'm sure all the listeners are somewhat familiar with Elon Musk, who, of course, started SpaceX. And I think the history on this is that he kind of penciled this down on paper, almost as, why can't we have better transportation? And so he got SpaceX involved in this. Exactly why that's SpaceX, that would be probably a better question for Musk. But he also has, of course, other ventures like the Boring Company there in L.A. And I think he realized that getting students involved would really help motivate investigating something that's really kind of a long-term, very ambitious project to revolutionize transportation.
And, of course, Elon Musk is also working on a project to take people, is it to the moon or to Mars? He doesn't think small things, does he?
No. So, it's very motivating. So he's the rock star of STEM for, you know, faculty and students everywhere. So he doesn't really have to say much. He just has to appear and talk about, you know, how he wants to use technology to better the world, revolutionize the world. And I think that's very motivating to anyone who works in the STEM disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, tell us some of the members of your team.
Sure. So our team members at the Embry-Riddle side of it, Maciek Szerzs was the president. He was the liaison between ASU and Embry-Riddle. Monica Chaunier was a very important braking team member and levitation team member. Those are both subsystems required to make the pod operational. Tristan Minkoff was our levitation team lead. We also had a few software and controls people. Kevin Piera and Nita Ibrahim were also on the software and controls team. And then I was the braking team lead for a good portion of the project, about 6 months.
Now, on two of those, you mentioned levitation. Is this magnetic levitation that some high-speed trains use in Europe?
Yeah, it's very similar to that. Ideally, the whole pod could be propelled and levitated through magnets.
So does this mean that the rails of a train will not touch the track?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It creates a very small buffer, maybe a couple millimeters, but that's just enough. Maybe combined with a little bit of compressed air to create an air bearing, but that magnetic levitation can provide stability, both lateral and longitudinal, and that would create a pretty comfortable ride.
And no friction, right?
Correct. And with the vacuum tube, you would reduce air friction as well.
Oh, my goodness. Sam, do you ever look at the abilities and the brain power of these guys and go, thank God they're doing it for a good cause?
I think it's absolutely fantastic.
So, oh, my goodness.
I mean, all that physics and calculus is paying off.
Yeah. Kevin, what would it be like to ride in the Hyperloop?
Ideally, it'd be very comfortable with those levitation and stability systems.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason it would be jerky or bumpy. Turbulence wouldn't be an issue. And even though you're traveling at supersonic speeds, the acceleration up to those speeds is gentle, so you don't feel that change.
Now, I understand the challenge for your team is essentially to turn theory into propulsion, braking, structural integrity, software, safety, and controls, right?
Correct.
Just an easy task, right?
Yeah.
So how long has your team been working on this?
So the AZ Loop as a whole has been working since last year's competition. In 2017, we participated and placed within the top 10 or so. So we worked a lot off the structure of last year. However, we redesigned the pod this year, and overall we were working starting around September. Embry-Riddle joined around in October of 2017.
Mm-hmm. And Sam, you've got engineers and designers communicating between mechanical, electrical, aerospace, physics majors, business students. How do you bring them all together?
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, the interdisciplinary challenge is great, and the students manage most of that themselves. So I've actually been involved with the Hyperloop teams at Embry-Riddle since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
They found me and adopted me. And yeah, they've been mostly self-organizing, so they've needed little help in doing this. I think part of it is they recognize that it's a challenge of bringing all these things together.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have students from different disciplines working together, and I think, you know, just having something to focus on together has really allowed them to understand and appreciate different disciplines much better.
What's the greatest improvement or change from last year's competition?
Well, so there's been three in total. The first one was more like a competition on paper, and it was held at Texas A&M. And then just a few teams, I don't remember the exact number, but it was around three, were able to go to Hawthorne. The track wasn't...
That's where SpaceX headquarters are, right?
SpaceX headquarters. So in that year, they didn't quite have the track built and that kind of thing.
That can be a problem.
Right. So the second year, they had the track built. I didn't attend that year. My schedule just wouldn't permit it. But, you know, that was really the first year that they made runs on the track.
Now, this is the tube track, right?
Correct.
Vacuum tube.
Yeah, and I think that really kind of set the bar then what was possible. So, you know, the first speed records were set. I believe in that second year, it was actually a SpaceX entry that set the record. You know, so now I think that's really helped. There's a concrete challenge that the students understand very well. The track exists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have, I think the team that's really benefited all the teams, but AZ Loop in addition to really understand what it is, that it's no longer just sketches on paper,
yeah.
Right? This is a real thing.
And Kevin, in terms of your goals, what kinds of speeds are you attempting to achieve?
Looking forward to this year, our goal is to reach 300 miles per hour.
300 miles per hour.
And of course on a scale track.
Wow.
This year the top record was 284, and we think we can beat that.
Is there any place in the world that you think is using something pretty much similar to what you're designing?
I think this is a completely unique design.
Really?
It incorporates so many different systems. We see the magnetic levitation in trains. We see the speed in airplanes, but nothing combines all of this together.
Mm-hmm.
Even the tubes have been seen in subways. They can be underground, they can be above ground. It has the same environmental impact that we usually see, but it's never been combined with all three.
Sam, one of our listeners, her daughter is a graduate of ERAU who is working in the space program, working at a company in Palo Alto, California, who was just part of a space launch in Cape Canaveral. And when she was going to ERAU, she would bring friends over. And I noticed that in their living room, it looked like two different kinds of white paint on the living room wall. One was flat, one was glossy. She said, no, that's not glossy paint. That is a whiteboard. I thought, huh? Why would your living room wall have a whiteboard? And she told me, and this is going to sound familiar to both of you, I know. It sounds like something out of the Big Bang Theory. But she and her friends would come over, and they would do calculations on the living room wall. Is that kind of a standard practice at ERAU?
I think so. We're definitely a very technology-focused university. You know, STEM is the main event.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a broader education provided at the same time. Mm-hmm. But that's why students chose to come to Embry-Riddle. So that is not atypical at all.
And working off that, actually, my dorm room did have that wall.
Oh.
This last year, it was great. I worked on so many projects there. But what was funny was the first year I came in, it was a basic physics class. And I could tell that there were two projectors on the wall. And there is the wall behind it with the screen to pull down on the projector. And my professor wasn't using half the projector, so he pulled it up. And he grabbed his Expo pen and starts what I thought was going to be writing on the wall, and I realized the entire wall was the whiteboard.
Isn't that something? Wow. So, Kevin, I have to ask you, when you were in high school, what kinds of courses were you taking to prepare you for this kind of a curriculum?
I got very lucky. In high school, I wasn't thinking too far ahead.
No kidding.
I went to a good school, so I had a good math foundation, and English has never been a problem for me. So I took the normal track through the high school, and I graduated on time and nothing weird or too many outstanding AP classes.
Mm-hmm.
I took AP Calculus. That definitely helped get set up. But the class that helped the most was an intro to engineering. And we talked about the difference between science and engineering. We talked about a bunch of different disciplines. I did a research project on nuclear reactors. And it was in that class that I discovered, yeah, engineering is really fun. This is what I want to do.
How often do you look at something and wonder why it works or why it didn't?
As soon as I realize how many mechanical aspects are in something, that's when I start getting to notice it.
I interviewed the author of the epic book of great engineering disasters. He posits in the book how you can replicate these disasters on a very small scale in your own home as a very simple way of seeing why they succeeded or why they failed. So, Sam, tell us, how many countries are these students from at ERAU?
Oh, wow. It's pretty global, so, you know, I don't have stats on the tip of my tongue. But,
sure.
You know, we have lots of students from Asia, from the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
Mostly the western states in North America, interestingly enough, because, of course, we have a campus in Daytona as well. So
sure.
I think that kind of creates that.
Yeah. And it's nice they have a space launch right there at Cape Canaveral, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have a student I'm advising who's actually headed to Daytona this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they do go between the campuses.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But we tend to mostly have students from the western states. And then otherwise, you know, it's global, completely
mm-hmm.
global. We had a summer camp this summer, and we had students from Shanghai, you know, to California. So,
you know, I talked to one of your basketball coaches a couple of years ago, and I asked about the special challenge in being a basketball coach or any athletic coach for ERAU. And they said, our students are always analyzing everything and asking why. But that's part of the mindset that enables you to come up with solutions, right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when did you first get the science or engineering bug?
Ooh, that's
Were you taking things apart and putting them back together as a kid?
You know, that's actually very typical for engineers, but I don't remember doing that much.
No kidding.
I was curious, and I would ask about how things work, but I never found the desire to take stuff apart.
Mm-hmm.
I played with Legos, but I wasn't creative enough to create my own something. I would just do the kit that I bought. I would save up my car washing money or my lawn mowing money and get like a $100 kit or whatever. But I would take it apart and then redo it from the instructions. So I don't know when it happened, but I think it was somewhere around that senior year of high school when I took that engineering class.
Sam, tell us what your role is at the university, in addition, of course, to being the faculty advisor for your team.
Yeah, sure. So I teach in the Electrical, Computer, and Software Engineering Department at Embry. Riddle College of Engineering, and I'm an assistant professor.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there 4 years. I'm starting my fifth year now. I also teach at University of Colorado, and My particular area of interest is unmanned aerial systems. So that's what I work on, you know, as my research in addition to the teaching that I do. So the Hyperloop, the main place I'm able to contribute is in the computer and software engineering aspects. Mm-hmm. So it's such an interdisciplinary project
sure.
that it requires a large team of advisors. So I'm just one advisor. We have two advisors at Embry-Riddle, and we have quite a few advisors at Arizona State. Do you know
at least seven? Two in addition to the administrative folks that help with funding?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you know, part of the challenge is even though you can drive, of course, between Phoenix and Prescott, it's still an hour and a half each way.
Sure.
So they have a lot of virtual meetings and things like that. So that I think is fantastic because that's great experience for the future for industry. I mean, that's the way things are going mm-hmm. if they're not already there, right? Very
yeah.
virtual and building teams quickly, getting projects done,
yeah.
and then moving on to new teams.
And if I experience one more traffic backup on I-17, I'm going to ask you to build a Hyperloop there.
That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be fantastic, though? So let me ask both of you, when you look at incredible old structures, say like the Great Pyramids, say like the grand cathedrals in Europe that have stood for over 1,000 years, they didn't have computer software then. You ever wonder, what did they have then to make that possible? Was it slide rules?
You know, they did have encryption, and they did have language and algorithmics. So they didn't have a machine mm-hmm. that could do that kind of thing, but the concepts were there fairly early. So the computer science software engineering is more related to mathematics,
mm-hmm.
But is an engineering discipline, especially the way we teach it at Embry-Riddle. So we're focused more on how do you take software and computers and embed them into something to achieve something fantastic like the Hyperloop. One of the things that we teach is design for sustainability.
Yeah.
So thinking like the full life cycle, when you build something, what's going to happen to it in 50 years, 100 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely something that should be thought of when building something like the Hyperloop.
Sure.
And, you know, but I guess like everything, you have to take steps, right? So I think technology like the Hyperloop, as Kevin suggested, your estimate was 10 to 50 years.
With public support, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good window. But, you know, that's one of the reasons it takes a while when you mm-hmm. start thinking about how is this going to be for riders, you know, are you going to use this for cargo? What is the full life cycle of this
sure.
technology?
Sure. And speaking of sustainability, nothing major gets done these days without an environmental impact study. So what would be the impact of the Hyperloop?
It wouldn't be too bad, in my opinion. The freeway, I-5, which is what I drove from San Francisco to L.A. all the time last year, that freeway is about the same impact that the Hyperloop would have. It's either the diameter of the tunnel and basically the same as a subway system in under a large city, or it's a raised tube along an established freeway, maybe mm-hmm. in the median or across some farmlands that we would purchase.
And Sam, tell us about the progress of the STEM courses and programs at ERU. Are you getting more women involved in these?
The trend is good. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a nationwide kind of challenge, so it's not just at Embry-Riddle, but being very STEM focused, we of course, I guess, exhibit that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not intentional at all.
Sure.
We have a new STEM building, and we are adding a lot of majors that fill out STEM. So STEM, I keep using that, it's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are adding more majors that help balance us out in technology and mathematics, especially. We have lots of engineering and a strong
sure.
history there. And science, we have strong programs as well, especially things like physics. We have a really strong program here. And so technology-wise, we're adding things like unmanned aerial systems program. We have a UAS engineering program as well as UAS aviation science program.
Mm-hmm.
And we have new majors like simulation, games, and animation. So what we've found is that there are students like Kevin here who are clearly, you know, engineering.
Yeah, sure.
and charging ahead on that, but we have some students who are very interested in technology and mathematics, and so we're trying to broaden and create more opportunities for a wider range of students.
Mm-hmm. And what are you and your team planning to continue in the competition next year?
We're hoping to keep a lot of the same design that we have from this year. We think it's a very strong design. Majority of what we need to do is just tweak. So some parts could be better. Our propulsion system could be optimized just a little bit more. Our chassis could always reduce a little bit of weight, mm-hmm. which, you know, helps get a faster speed. So we're pretty optimistic going.
This is my chassis problem. Well, very good. And what kind of a career goals do you have?
I have some pretty lofty ones, I'll be honest. Straight out of graduation, I hope to go into OCS for naval aviation. After that, I want to work in the industry in some part, I don't know what, and then eventually become an astronaut.
We're in good hands for the future, aren't we, Sam?
Yes, we are. I'm glad they're so motivated, so that's fantastic.
And we are so glad that Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University is such a major part of the Prescott area. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your education and in your career, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Adam, you didn't leave anything for me.
Well, you could tell everyone to call Gettle's for furnace tune-ups and plumbing repairs.
But you just did that.
How about just a simple thank you to all of our customers?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adam.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Warm holiday wishes from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Call 928-567-2200. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Join the Arizona Cardinals season ticket waitlist, and you'll have the chance to select your seats before the general public. The 2019 home schedule features traditional NFC West matchups with the Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams. Plus, the Falcons, Panthers, Browns, and Steelers will visit State Farm Stadium.
Rise up, Red Sea, let's hear it!
Call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
I love that Arizona Cardinals ad with Ron Wolfley going, "Rise up, Red Sea!" You know, you hear Ron Wolfley talk, if you've never seen him, you'd think he's a 350-pound defensive tackle, when in fact, the Cardinals' very last season in St. Louis, he was a running back. Kind of hard to believe, because every time I hear him talk, I wonder, is that Ron Wolfley or Fred Flintstone? Keep waiting to hear a yabba-dabba-doo. But that's Ron Wolfley, and he's ours, and we love him. Hey, you heard me mention early in the show that A Christmas Carol, the musical, is staging this weekend at Yavapai College, and that stars Phil Dixon as Ebenezer Scrooge. You can get your tickets starting at $25 by going online to ycpac.com or calling 776-2000. That's the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, allowing you to spend a holiday weekend
weekend with Bob Cratchit, Ebenezer Scrooge, and the ghosts who help redeem his soul. You know, in talking to Kevin Gray and Sam Seward from EREU, it reminded me of the old Chinese proverb, learning is weightless, a treasure you can always carry easily, which by that reminded me of a book by Norma Gleason called Proverbs from Around the World. Now, we're all familiar with, you know, American proverbs like people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, look before you leap, two heads are better than one, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. We've all heard those dozens of times, right? Well, there are proverbs from other countries that I think are kind of worth taking a look at. For instance, there's one in England that says, the thief is sorry only that he is to be hanged, not sorry that he is a thief. In Italy, they say, don't believe everything you hear and don't tell all that you know. In Germany, they say, a good conscience makes for a soft pillow. You'll sleep better at night. There's an Arab saying that says, ask the experienced rather than the learned. Also, going back to the Chinese, they say, to know the road ahead, ask those coming back. Our friends in Ireland are known to say, an old broom knows the dirty corners best. And one more Chinese proverb, water in words are easy to pour, but impossible to recover. How apt. Well, hey, if great classic movies and Oscar-nominated films interest you, you only have three more nights to see Schindler's List. That's the 25th anniversary screening. And the Glenn Close film, The Wife, which has a lot of Hollywood buzz about a potential Best Actress Oscar nomination for Glenn Close. Now, both those movies are showing today through Thursday only at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, so be sure to see them while you can. Coming up this weekend, they're going to have four new movies opening up at the Harkins. Clint Eastwood's new movie, The Mule, about an elderly drug runner. Keep in mind, Clint Eastwood is 88 years old. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse makes its debut Thursday night at the Harkins. The futuristic video game-like Mortal Engines will also debut this weekend, as will Once Upon a Deadpool. Now, Deadpool, I think, qualifies as a superhero film, and I'm not a big fan of superhero movies myself. But I got to tell you, if you haven't seen the Deadpool movies, you've missed a lot. They are very, very funny. There's an awful lot of inside pop culture references. Ryan Reynolds is just hysterical in the first two Deadpool films. And this is the first I've heard of Once Upon a Deadpool. I don't know yet if he's in it, but I'll be reviewing that come Thursday evening on KQ&A. Hey, I want to remind you once again to stay tuned for Ben Shapiro. He's coming up at 3 o'clock. Then Talk of the Town Prescott Valley with our friend Marnie Yule. I encourage you to join me right back here Wednesday for Q&A with my guests Brad Clifford. He will be here to talk about the upcoming Yavapai College softball and baseball teams and schedule. That is your edition of Q&A for Wednesday at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.